Welcome back. You're in the huddle. What about point three? That game moving along on a beautiful Thursday. You've been missing that, I know. let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, new UVM men's hockey coach, it's Todd Woodcroft. How you doing, Todd?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are you today? I'm doing okay myself.
Everybody excited. Let's start with some of the new faces in town. Let's start with Mike Babcock, Stanley Cup winning coach. That's pretty good to add him to the staff. I think that's a pretty good signing there, or what?
I think that's a pretty good addition to any staff. And when you put him with the guys that we have coming in, so, you know, Jeff Hill, as everybody in, you know, UVM hockey world knows how strong he is to the program. And now we add a guy like Mike Babcock and Mark Stewart, and we will be adding another a high-level assistant coach coming up here soon. But specifically about Mike, like, this is a guy who is a Hall of Fame coach. He's coached in multiple Olympics, gold medals, World Cups, World Championships. He's got a World Junior. He's coached at basically every level you can think of. And the one thing that most people probably don't realize is that this was Mike's idea. He called me about this. Hmm. So I thought this was an episode of Laugh-In or whatever those activities were. And it was such a great surprise, but it was also gracious of Mike to be able to offer his time and his experience to this coaching staff. And then at the end of the day, the idea being that we're going to make this team better, and a lot of his experiences and his opinions are going to help shape this.
Todd, relationships are everything. Obviously, you know Mike Babcock, and I'm sure that had a lot to do with this. How far do you guys go back, and how?
We go back to, when he first came into the NHL, I like to tell him I've been in the NHL longer than him. So it's the one thing I have on him. He came in, I think, around 2002 or 2003. He was coaching in the American League in Cleveland, and he was trying to get into the NHL, and he was a guy that was so smart in how he did his networking. He was writing letters. This is before fax. Or I guess faxes around, but emails and all that stuff weren't really common or popular. And he was sending notes to GMs and asking them, you know, what are the three things you look for in an NHL head coach? And he said to them, if you answer my questions, I'm going to send you the results back. So when you're going to hire your own head coach, these are things that you can have. And I think he had about a 50 or 60% return rate from all those GMs. So what that really did was that connected him with a bunch of NHL GMs who understood that they had a forward-thinking coach who was going to come in and do things differently than just the standard coaches who were rehired and rehired and rehired. So he was the next head coach of the Anaheim Mighty Ducks in his first year. I think it was game seven. He went through the Stanley Cup final. They actually beat the team I was on. We were Minnesota Wild. They beat us in four games straight. And you know, the next year his team wasn't in the playoffs, and the Wild wasn't either, and we ended up going to the World Championships together in Prague in 2004, and we created a relationship right off the bat. And it's kind of funny that the majority of that was Mike asking me questions about Jacques Lemaire, because I was kind of his hero and his idol as a coach. And, you know, every four seconds would be a different question about Jacques and how Jacques handled situations. And finally, I just said, you know what, I'm going to give you Jacques' number. You just call him. And then it all came full circle because when Mike got to the Toronto Maple Leafs, he hired Jacques to be his coaching advisor. So Jacques was able to fill a role similar to what Mike is going to be doing for this coaching staff. So this is a guy who's won everywhere he's been, and he's forgotten more about hockey by, you know, 1:30 in the afternoon right now than I'm ever going to know. So this is someone who's going to make our team markedly better.
Todd Woodcroft, new UVM men's hockey coach with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. And it's not just him, former Bruin Mark Stewart joining the staff. Yeah. How did that come about? He just ended his playing career.
Yeah, he just ended his playing career, and if you would have talked to a lot of people, they would have said he might have ended his playing career a lot earlier, and that's not a disrespectful comment. It's actually a positive one, because this is a guy who every single shift he took, he earned it, and he never let go, and he grabbed, and he held, and he fought, and he blocked shots, and he was abrasive, and you know, a term I would use for him, I would steal from Dean Lombardi, the ex-GM of the LA Kings, where he would consider Mark Stewart to be a smash-mouth defenseman, where if you're in Mark's area, you're going to feel it. You're going to be wearing body bag, ice bags. And even himself, when he comes in the locker room after a game, that's a guy that's covered head to toe in ice bags. And just seeing how he operated as a professional and seeing how Mark Stewart treated every single person in not only the Jets organization, but all the other organizations. So as a assistant coach especially, you have a chance to view players differently than a head coach and create relationships differently with the players than you do as a head coach. And Mark and I were able to create a relationship. A lot of it was because he was a healthy scratch like 25 times in a row. And my job was to kick the heck out of him, you know, every single day after practice. And we had a lot of talks and a lot of conversations about his career when he was done playing. And he continued to play long after, you know, he left Winnipeg. He went and played in Europe. He played in Mannheim. And he's got more experiences and more battle scars than most people. So what I'm hoping from Mark is that the players understand that if they do want to play at the next level, how hard it is.
It was
how
also
difficult it is.
Yeah. It was also announced, Coach, you guys, 10 new recruits for this year. We don't have to go through every single one of them, but a couple of names look really, really intriguing there. Tell us about some of the guys you're bringing in.
Yeah, we got 10 new players, which is almost a third of the team, which is turning over. So when you surround the 10 new players with outstanding players that we already have, you know, you look at like anybody from Willie DeMay to Ace Collins and Bryce Mizley and Boyko and Lucas and all those guys, and Tyler Harmon, and you know, I can tell you everybody on the team and how much they've earned the right to be there. But now we're bringing in some fresh blood. So Kevin Sneddon had done a wonderful job of recruiting a lot of guys that are coming in, and they're going to be coming in and making a difference, I believe, right away. We were able to secure as a new staff a few new players. A young man by the name of Ray Vitalins, who's from Latvia, was a captain in Team Latvia and had played in the USHL. A young man by the name of Will Zapernick, who's going to be a future captain wherever he plays. And when Alabama Huntsville folded briefly, we were able to, through some connections, get to him and convince him to come to UVM. And then when you get a guy like Dovar Tinling, who's going to be a high draft pick, coming up this draft right now, but the draft after, and he's chosen to come in and play as a young man and be surrounded by his brother Azero. You know, these are special things for us. We got a young guy by the name of Mickey Burns, and Connor Hutchinson's come in, who's going to be a great defenseman for us. Fip Waugh, and obviously Stahlberg. Everybody in UVM land knows the Stahlberg family, and you know, we got one of their cousins. His name's Vim. And then we got a great new goalie coming in too, named Dave Carrier, and that's 10 bodies that are coming in that I feel are going to make this team better on paper. But at the end of the day, we haven't played a game yet, so it doesn't matter. All these coaches we've talked about, all these players we've talked about, we still haven't done anything on the ice, and that's going to be our singular focus going forward: is to build a structure that emphasizes execution, that emphasizes compete. And then we're driven by one single purpose, and that's to return UVM hockey back to prominence.
Nice. Coach, we find out Hockey East, full intention to play the full league schedule, plus maybe an expanded league schedule. How nervous were you about they were going to cut it short or not have it at all? Or, you know, what was the talk been, you know?
All this stuff is new to me, but it's also not new to me in the sense that I don't have anything to compare it to. So for me to say, oh man, we're getting screwed on the schedule, or we're getting a positive schedule, or I don't really have the, you know, the right to say any of those things because I don't have anything to compare it to. So I know that if we're going to play a Hockey East schedule and we're only going to play Hockey East teams, let's say, I think that's an advantage for us because we're going to play against what I think is the best conference in college hockey and Hockey East. Mm-hmm. I think you have arguably the most future NHL players. I also think that within Hockey East, you have four or five coaches who I firmly believe, if they want, will be NHL coaches. So we're playing against the best every night, and how you get better is by playing against the best, by being uncomfortable all the time. We might take a licking a few times early, but those beatings you take are going to create some scars, and those scars are going to build some character. So when we are ready to emerge as a team and get as competitive as we can, as quickly as we can, we're going to rely on those scars. So if you look at a guy like Mark Stewart's face, it looks like Jerry Cheever's old goalie mask. And those are all scars that tell a story, and it's going to be the same thing for this team, that all the adversity we face early, all the uncomfortable games that we play early, they're going to give us an advantage very shortly.
Coach, how has this crazy time in the world impacted your ability to get to know your team, build your program, especially when you have 10 new faces coming in all at once?
It's I'm not going to lie to you, it's a strange thing, but I'm not the only person dealing with it, right? So what I am fortunate is that I'm healthy. Everybody I care about and love is healthy. Everybody on our team is healthy. Everybody they care about and love are healthy, too. So we have something to be thankful for right there. Is this an ideal situation for a new coach to come in? No, but it's a situation that we're in. So I still haven't met any of these players face-to-face yet, and that's something that's a little bit awkward. But what we have been able to do is to use technology, which really is the way the game is going. And this generation of players is used to be glued to their screen. So we've had Zoom calls. We've had FaceTime calls. We've been able to talk to players individually. Our staff is able to talk to the players. And then we get together about bi-weekly and have just team discussions, and whether those are very heavy discussions or whether they're discussions that we have a little bit more fun, we're able to visit as a team. So, again, that's an adversity that we're facing, but I think every other team is facing the same thing. The only difference being that nobody's met me face-to-face yet, and you know, that might be a good thing in my situation.
Todd Woodcroft, UVM hockey coach with us here on the Huddle. Coach, have you been able to move to Burlington yet, or has this caused you a delay in even getting here?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been able to get there yet. I'm going to be there about the middle of August. And it's just been it's been a blessing in a sense that I've been able to be holed up in my house in Minnesota and just work. And have no distractions. And by distractions, I'm not downplaying any responsibilities that you would have as a head coach in an academic environment. But this is allowing me to build this team and to try to find the identity, try to find the words that I want to have, plan the smallest details of how we're going to have our first practice, what our drills are, what we're going to say, what words we want to have in the locker room, even things about what my first speech is going to be. So all these things, I have some time to be able to do it. I'm also having time to be able to go and scout players via the internet. You know, there's some great products out there. There's one we use called Instat, which allows us to be able to go and watch players all across the world and identify who we want to recruit, who we want to scout, and to make decisions. It will save this organization money going forward. We can say, you know what, we don't need to go to, you know, Ireland to watch this player play for the Dublin Flyers or, you know, whatever it would be. I don't really think there's a Dublin Flyers in Ireland, by the way. But, you know, it's allowing us to find different ways to have advantages. So me being here and being able to work selfishly, it's been a good thing for me to be able to concentrate 100% on this team and then what my role on this team is going to be going forward.
Does any part of you wish you were in the NHL bubble of either Toronto or Edmonton, though?
I, the one thing I will miss, and I think the Winnipeg Jets, if you ask them, the one thing they're going to say they're thankful for is that I'm not there to eat all the food. I seem to have an appetite that doesn't ever get filled, and I'm going to miss the, you know, the four or five prepared meals every single day that you have, and by high-level chefs, so I'm going to miss that, and I think that the Winnipeg Jets probably just took a big part of their budget and were able to save it for that. But what I am going to miss is I'm going to miss being around the guys. I'm going to miss being around the coaches. I'm going to miss being around the idea that we have a chance to win a Stanley Cup. But I made a decision to come to UVM, and my next focus is on having UVM win a national championship, and that starts the day that I got hired. And it's a lot of work to do, and I'm going to be cheering for the Jets with every single fiber of my being, and I still talk to most of the guys in the team. We stay in touch via text, and the coaches and everybody checking in how I'm doing, but I also want to see how they're doing, and I'm going to be watching the games like everybody else, but now I'm just a fan who gets to scream at the refs on the TV instead of doing it from the bench.
I love it. He's Todd Woodcroft, of course, new UVM men's hockey coach. Coach, thanks for stopping on by. We're excited. Let's get this thing going, and we always appreciate your time.
Anytime, gentlemen. Thanks so much for the support, and I look forward to seeing you guys when I get to campus very soon. Thank you so much.